I was looking at some pictures on my smartphone that I took during some of my trips this past year. Pictures on a phone that I can carry around in my pocket and talk with people and take pictures as I move from place to place in the world. I took the phone on a number of occasions on a jet plane, traveling thousands of feet in the air, going very, very fast. Me, sitting in a seat, reading a magazine, going very, very fast, thousands of feet in the air. This week, with all the rain, I went on the internet to look at satellite images taken 2 minutes before, transmitted from space, transmitted through some amazing routing system that I certainly don't understand, to my little laptop to see if there was more rain coming on the radar. We live in an amazing world. The level of technological wonder in our lives is beyond what anyone might have imagined 10, 20, maybe even 30 years ago. But I have to say that I would trade some of that wonder, some of the advances in the miracles of our technological age, for miracles in our hearts. A miracle where the hearts of all the world would unfold like flowers before us and give into a unified experience of joy. We have so much to be joyful for and to be filled with gratitude. One of those trips I took this year was right across the border, opening this community center for the program that has been running for a number of years. It has many names, but for tonight, since the name on the order of service was Homes of Hope, we'll stick with that. I've been to other countries myself. I've seen blight and poverty in our own urban areas. I grew up in Chicago and was born on the South Side. But going 45 minutes from this spot, just across the border, was a difficult and enlightening experience for me. There are a lot of things I could say about this, but this is the one I want to share. And I wanted to share with you the joy I saw on the faces of the children Kathy talked about while waiting for that piñata to break. They stood in line, faces toward the heavens with anticipation. They giggled as us adults took really bad swings. But with each try came just a little bit closer to releasing the sweet treasure inside. But it wasn't just the anticipation of the candy. It was the enjoyment of the process beyond anticipation. It was standing out there in their Sunday bests on a landfill over a former garbage dump with a new little building built with their partnership with us. A new little building to be a community center. Here we were for a holiday party and to dedicate the community center without electricity, using a stove in an oil drum in the above 80 degree heat. And there were beautiful, smiling, happy children filled with joy, watching each crack and tear being made in that piñata. This was simple pleasure, simple and joyful pleasure shared with us, with visitors, with family, and with their community. There is a simplicity to the story that is told on this night. I don't think there is an Xbox in this story, or an iPhone, or I don't believe that there is a Kindle. It is a story of joy, of the opening of hearts to the possible. It is a simple story that calls us to be joyful at the birth of possibility. But it also calls us to notice the simple joys that surround us every day. All the works with joy surround us. Heaven and earth reflect the rays. Stars and angels sing around us. Center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, singing bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. We are called to rejoice. We are called to rejoice with open hearts. We are called to rejoice with open hearts in things that truly matter. We love our camera phones. And yet, if need be, I think we could live without them. We love our iPads. And yet, people have lived for thousands of years without iPads. I know, shocking. We are blessed with a level of things beyond our imagination, but every once in a while, like during this holy season for so many faiths and traditions, we are asked to pause, to reflect on the simple joys that we experience in our lives, for all the pain and sadness in the world, for all the loss and frustration, for all the small buildings with dirt paths or no running water. With all the children born both here in this country and other places who live in want and need, for all those families sleeping surrounded by animals and fear of authorities, for their safety because there was no room at the inn, for all those, I ask that we pledge to notice the beauty that surrounds us. That we unfold our hearts like flowers, that we open to the light of the sun above, joyful in the possibilities of this season. I pray that someday, with our attention and participation, that this will be a world with an everlasting season of peace. That with our raised voices, we will sing a joyful song of hope and possibility. I pray that with all the technological advances in the world, we can, with our own hearts, affirm and promote the advances in our human ability to love our neighbor and ourselves. I pray that, inspired by the stories that are told in this season of love, we'll enhance our ability to live simply and share abundantly. And I pray as we unfold our hearts like flowers, we will open fully and joyfully to the miracle of this life. And that we open fully and joyfully because we share this life interdependently. On this holy night, in this sacred space, in this community always striving to live together in love, for these things I do pray. Amen. Shalom. Salam. Blessed be. Peace. And Merry Christmas.